Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh is home to one of America's oldest and most successful professional baseball franchises. But while fans today root for the Pirates, the original home team played under a much different name. Professional baseball in Pittsburgh dates back to the United States Centennial in 1876. In those days, Pittsburgh teams were run as businesses and the players received salaries. But these barnstorming squads were not necessarily affiliated with organized leagues. That changed in 1887 when a local team known as the Alleghenies joined the National League. The team's nickname referred to the location of its home field in Allegheny City, today's Northside. During the 1890 season, most of the Alleghenies' best players left the team to join the Pittsburgh Burghers of the fledgling Players League. The Alleghenies competed with a limited roster that season, ending the year with 23 wins and 113 losses, the worst record in franchise history. The following season, the owners of the Alleghenies turned the tables by signing several players from rival American Association teams, including the Philadelphia Athletics star second baseman Lou Bierbauer. The Philadelphia team loudly protested the move, complaining to league officials that the Alleghenies' actions were piratical. Although the Alleghenies were never found guilty of any wrongdoing, they became informally known as the Pirates, before officially naming themselves the Pittsburgh Pirates for the 1891 season. The name stuck, and by the turn of the century, the Pirates went on to compete in the very first World Series against the Boston Americans in 1903. Pittsburgh's beloved Pirates eventually went on to win a total of five World Series titles in 1909, 1925, 1960, 1971, and 1979.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.